Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A young man, the son of a former prominent CEO at YouTube, is dead after his family says it appears he may have overdosed at his college dorm. We're discussing the awful news and what happens next in an investigation like this with former NYPD Sergeant Joe Jackalone. Welcome to Sidebar, presented by Law and Crime. I'm Jesse Weber. We are learning more about the tragic death of a 19-year-old student at the University of California, Berkeley campus, Marco Troper. He was found unresponsive in his dorm on the Clark Hare campus section of student housing last Tuesday around 4 in the afternoon. And first responders from Berkeley Fire Department, they tried to revive him, but he was pronounced dead at the scene. Marco Troper, who is in his first year at the university pursuing a degree in math, is the son of former YouTube CEO Susan Wojcicki, and she had resigned from her position in February of 2023 to, quote, start a new chapter focused on my family, health, and personal projects. Here's another interesting note. His aunt, Ann Wojcicki, she was the co-founder and CEO of DNA testing company 23andMe, was actually married to Google's co-founder for several years. Now, speaking of the family, Troper's grandmother, Esther Wojcicki, she told San Francisco media outlets that it appears Troper took some sort of drug, saying, quote, he ingested a drug and we don't know what was in it. One thing we do know, it was a drug. It should be clear, though, police are waiting for results of a toxicology screening, which can, our understanding, take up to a month. We'll talk more about it. She said that he was very active on campus. He was a member of the Zeta Psi fraternity. A UC Berkeley spokesperson confirmed that there was a student death in a campus dorm and said that there were no signs of foul play, but an investigation is underway into this young man's death. I want to bring in right now Joe Jackalone, former sergeant with the NYPD, to talk about this case. And you can also check out Joe's podcast, True Crime with the Sarge, on YouTube. Joe, great to have you here. Really sad case. They say there are no signs of foul play, but that doesn't mean that the investigation's over. Talk to me about what you think law enforcement is doing right now behind the scenes.
Sure, Jesse. So what you have is you treat every death as if it's suspicious until proven otherwise, right? So you collect your evidence, you take your photographs, you do everything that you're supposed to do. So when you treat things like a homicide this way, if it happens that, let's say, the medical examiner comes back with a manner of death as homicide, or the toxicology reports come back with something strange, then you already have the scene process, and it's not like you can go back and do it again, right? Because there's no do-overs in this. So I'm sure that they documented the scene. They interviewed other people that live on the floor. If he has a roommate, maybe they'll find if he has a significant other, they will talk to them. And of course, they're going to talk to family members, see what was going on in this kid's life. It's what we call creating that victimology, trying to find out everything you can about the person who is deceased, because you can sometimes, uncover a lot of information in regards to that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The fact that the grandmother made a statement about a drug being in his system, are you surprised that she knew about that? Are you surprised that law enforcement might have told her that fact? Again, this is coming from her. I don't believe that we have an official, like we said, we don't have the toxicology reports, but the fact that she made that statement, seem to be pretty definitive. Would you be surprised if law enforcement told the family that?
I wouldn't be surprised if law enforcement gave them an idea of what they think that what they think happened in this scene, right? So that's something, you know, not unusual where they would confide with somebody, but they would hope that it wouldn't come out in the media. You know, sometimes I guess, you know, especially nowadays with social media and everybody that is on top of these cases, they should just make sure that the family knows, listen, don't release this information. Because you know what? We've seen cases where drug dealers have been prosecuted, and we don't want to, you know, spook the person, and then this person flees and everything else that goes on along with it. But there might be things at the scene that indicated that this was a drug overdose, right? So remnants of the packaging, maybe remnants of the drugs that were left over. Maybe there is paraphernalia, you know, needles or what have you. We don't know, right? So there could be plenty of things that indicate that this was a drug overdose, but we have to wait and see exactly what the toxicology reports is and what the police department's official statement will be, including that of the medical examiner when he or she determines the cause and manner of death.
And let's talk about that for a little bit, in the sense that in California, someone recently was convicted of murder for supplying fentanyl. Now, we're not saying that's the drug, but we are now seeing this surge in cases of people being prosecuted for drugs they supplied. I think in Texas, they made it a murder if you either distribute or manufacture fentanyl that kills someone. And so there's this new stance, which in one sense, it's interesting because it's a way to try to stop this epidemic from continuing on. But on another hand, it's really interesting trying to target people who have supplied these drugs that ultimately result in someone's death. So while this might not be a case of foul play, if there was a drug in a system, walk me through what the process is in trying to figure out who supplied the drug.
Well, a lot of times when you're dealing with drug cases, you have drug dealers that actually mark their packaging. So you can actually find out exactly where this came from. And also remember, too, that this is a very large campus. It's very close to San Francisco, which we know has a huge fentanyl problem. And you have a situation where you can talk to the other kids on campus and find out, you know, where they're getting their supply from. I mean, it's just sometimes it's just that, you know, old gumshoe detective work, knocking on doors, talking to people and, you know, putting people at ease, too, because the kids don't want to get themselves in trouble. They don't want to, you know, their parents to find out. But this is just something that the police department will do during their canvases. And it's just basically investigative 101. And yes, we're starting to see prosecutions across the country on this. Even in New York, they're looking at this stuff. I don't know if you're going to get murder statutes, because if you start charging people with murder, then your murder stats start going up. So we'll probably see lesser charges in regards to that, but it's a deterrent. But there also needs to be interdiction too. And we need to kind of focus on what are some of the things that have gone wrong with some of these new progressive ideas that have kind of said, you know, we're going to have these open air drug markets, basically, and we're going to have these drug sites. And I think, unfortunately, it's led to more stuff.
Hey, so we're going to get back to the story in just a minute. But one of the reasons that we're able to bring you stories like this and continue to provide you this kind of content is because of the incredible support that we get from our partners. And I want to highlight one in particular right now, Morgan and Morgan. I always love talking about Morgan and Morgan, the largest personal injury law firm in the country. You know, one of the things they do so well is they make it easy for their clients in these very difficult and traumatic personal injury cases. They have completely modernized the process from submitting your claim to uploading documents to talking to your whole legal team. They have 4,000 support staff, by the way. It can all be done from your smartphone. That's it. You can see if you have a case in just a few minutes. Look, the truth is, if you're hurt, you need to know how to protect your rights and whether your injury could be worth millions. If you're going to take on big insurance companies that sometimes lowball offers, you need a big law firm. And Morgan & Morgan, they don't settle for those offers. They recently won verdicts of $12 million in Florida, $6.8 million in New York, and $26 million in Pennsylvania, which are all higher than the highest insurance offers for these accidents. And get this, the fee, absolutely free unless you win. So to start your claim now with Morgan & Morgan, go to forthepeople.com/LC sidebar or click the link in the description and pinned in the comments. Well, Troper's grandmother, she also said tragedy is very hard to sustain, makes you want to hide in a closet and never come out. But I think that the main thing is that we need to push forward to see what we can do to help other people so there won't be any other kids who end up like Marco. The toxicology reports, it takes about 30 days. Is there any way that it could be expedited?
It can be expedited. It depends on how many, cases are in the queue and how many of them are going to be able to say, like, this is something that is, you know, some definitely suspected foul play. So if the police suspect foul play, they can definitely get this done quicker. And they remember, the medical examiner's office is the one who actually does this. So it's that collaboration between the police department and the medical examiner's office. So, the police department really can ask them if they can expedite it, but it's not really up to them. And I'm sure they'd like to get the test. But yes, it could take anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks to get back a toxicology report, so depending on what's in the queue.
And let me just finish this up by saying some more comments from this young man's grandmother. She described him as the most kind, loving, smart, fun, and beautiful human being. Said their family is devastated beyond comprehension, that his life was cut too short. We're all devastated thinking about all the opportunities and life experiences that he will miss and we will miss together. Marco, we all love you and miss you more than you will ever know. Just a really, really sad case here, Joe. And hopefully we get a few more answers as to what happened. And it seems to me that also the university is trying to have a role in this as well and be cooperative, because do they take some of the responsibility that as one of their students died on their campus?
Well, yeah, we've seen this happen before with universities. They're very protective of their own brand. So I always kind of, look at this with an eye wide open when universities are involved in trying to control the narrative, so to speak. I mean, we saw this with Idaho, with the quadruple murder up there. Things that happen on campus affects enrollment. Affects, parents sending their kids to school because they assume that everything is safe. So yes, I mean, we need to determine exactly what transpired here, if this was an accidental overdose or something else. But yes, parents should be concerned about what this investigation reveals.
Yeah, just again, really, really sad case, but we wanted to talk about it. Joe Jackalone, former sergeant with the NYPD. You can check out his podcast, True Crime with the Sarge, on YouTube. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Jesse.
All right, everybody, that is all we have for you right now here on Sidebar. Thank you so much for joining us. As always, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jesse Weber. I'll speak to you next time.